So Peter special remind brethren. He mentioned about the episodes of Paul. So he said in Paul's episode, he talked about the second coming of Jesus. So many things they probably cannot understand at that moment. But be careful not to twist to their own destruction, because which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Many people, they don't really understand the message in Old Testament. So that's why, even though the theme of the Old Testament also related to Jesus Christ, right? But the rabbis, the Jews, they are so good in Old Testament, in Mosaic Law, but they cannot find out that Jesus is appearing in front of them. So they don't get it, because they twist the scripture. They don't want to accept what God planned for this salvation. Right? So they don't get any benefit, even though they can recite the scripture inside out, from back to forth, or they can memorize everything, but doesn't get the point. What is the purpose? Right? So likewise, in the New Testament, special mention about the second coming, the end time. There are so many prophecy. Actually, we are still learning. We don't know exactly what happened. But we know Holy Spirit will guide us. At the right time, we will receive the right message, and that's enough. Okay. All right, so when you read Bible, if you don't know, you don't get it, then put there. Wait until another time. You will find the meaning. Number five says, avoid prejudice and misunderstanding. If you don't know, that's okay, right? But if you have misconceptions, you have misunderstanding, then sometimes it's harder to correct it. Just like if a child develops a bad habit in the childhood, then it's much harder to correct it when the child grows up, because you already get used to. So that's why misunderstanding actually sometimes is very terrible. For those who are very fervent in other denominations, if they used to be understand the particular verse in that way, after they convert into TJC, then somehow they just will naturally go back to the previous understanding about the verse. So it's harder to correct it. So misunderstanding we have to avoid. Turn to this verse, Acts chapter 26, verse 9. Acts 26, verse 9. Verse 9. Sister Grace. Acts 26, verse 9. Okay. So this word of Paul. He said, indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus from Nazareth. Paul, he was super fervency, 超热心的。In that moment, at that age, no one have the zeal like Paul did. He wanted to suffer walking. Do you know how long the distance from Jerusalem to Damascus? Do you know how far? You check it by yourself, Google it, and you know the distance. Over 250 kilometers. You know, it's a long distance. At that time, how did Paul travel in such a long distance? Walk, right? Because this is in the land, through the sea. So he had to walk. Then, if he find out some Christians worship Jesus, and then he wanted to bring them back, chain it, and then bring back to Jerusalem to prison, to put into prison. That's a lot of effort, isn't it? Who wanted to do it? Not to mention about to have a task to carry something with you. You just say, okay, give you a free time. You travel. You enjoy this journey from Jerusalem to Damascus, 250 kilometers. Then you walk in the desert. It's not easy, right? But Paul, he have this kind of the zeal, fervency. Oh, he wanted to. He volunteered himself. I go. Why? Misunderstanding about Jesus. Later, he admit his mistake. Right? Let's turn to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 38. This is what Jesus mentioned to the Jews. John chapter 10, verse 38. Brother Alex. Continue, 39. Therefore, they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hands. Amen. So, Jews don't believe in Jesus, right? But Jesus said, but if I do, if 37 said, if I do not do the work of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. So, this is very clear. Jesus said, if you don't believe what I said, but you observe what I have done. Right? Just like Nicodemus. He actually is a good guy because he admit, he observed what Jesus accomplished. He said, sir, if you are not from the heaven, it's impossible because no one can complete the work you have done. Right? So, it's a fact. But to Jews, they don't believe. They even deny what Jesus has done. Even though Jesus cast out a demon, they say, oh, you cast out a demon by what? By whom? It's called Beelzebub. It's the king of the Satan. What they are talking about? This is called blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Right? So that's why Jesus mentioned to them, you have no way to be redeemed if you blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Okay? So they don't believe. So that's why this kind of misunderstanding with justice. The lesson, we have to learn it. So avoid to have misunderstanding about the scriptures. Because we want to receive benefit, not the destruction, right? So, If we don't get the point, then prayer. You continue to read Bible from other books. Later you find out. You will eventually get the teaching. Okay, next. How to overcome. In reading Bible, we have so many obstacles have to overcome. Because maybe you read Bible every day already, or you ever have this thought to at least read Bible once. How many of you have read Bible once, at least once, the entire book, entire 66 books? Raise your hand. Not too many, though. Huh? So in the age of high school, before you go into college, you have to read the Bible at least once. Otherwise, into the college, if your professor challenge you, or your school subject, talking about the knowledge, which may against what our faith, are you going to defend? Are you going to be influenced by this knowledge? If we don't have this equipment first, we equip ourselves with God, the Word of God. We know what Bible says. Then, at least we can check from the Bible first. Then we can discuss. So make sure you have to at least read the Bible once, the whole scriptures. So take action today, not tomorrow. Don't have to wait until tomorrow. Don't have to wait until the beginning of the 2016. You know, we tend to have special things at the special day, New Year. Right? No, right now. But after IHDS, you go back, then start to read the Bible. Set your own schedule or follow the church's schedule to read the Bible. I believe now, right now, most of the church have a Bible reading schedule, you know, because we want to every member really get familiar with the scripture, know the truth. Okay, so follow the schedule and to read it, take action. Second, no delay, no skip. Keep going. Today, just like in Gango in Servitor's Church, from July 1st, we start to read Book of Esther. Right? Today is the 3rd of July, chapter 3. So, because this is the story in the first section, then you just read it, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, today, chapter 3. You read it. You can read many times until you memorize the whole story. I believe you do have this capacity to remember everything, right? But whether you want to or not. Say if tomorrow, Sabbath, you're busy, right? You have no time or you forgot it. That's okay. On Sunday, you make up. You do it chapter 5 first. Then if you have time, go back to the chapter 4 to make it. To know it, and then from chapter 4, wait until chapter 5 to read the whole section together, even better. Okay? So this is the way to discipline ourselves. No delay. Huh? No skip. Just follow the schedule, the routine, and keep going, then we will be benefit. Number 3, read aloud to touch yourself. So when you read Bible, have you ever read aloud? Just like you are reading the scripture to someone else. When you read Bible silently, or and you read aloud, does it make difference? Does it make difference? How do you think? Father, Brandon. Yes, what kind of difference? You get what? Okay, you get more feeling about it. Yes. My personal experience is the same. When I read it aloud myself, read the Bible, I will not fall asleep. But if you read the Bible, just you start reading, your thought may fly away to different things. You are reading, your eye is reading it, but your mind is thinking about other things. You cannot concentrate. But once you read it word by word, clearly, out loud, just like you are reading to an audience, to congregations, and try to use your voice to touch yourself. You know, I heard someone read the Bible. I'm so enjoyed, you know, their reading. I once remember one brother in SSC. Is this Hosea? That's in Pacific, right? Remember, he's a brother, right? Yes, I see. I want him to read Bible because he's out loud. His voice is it's a good voice, and he read Bible just like a speech, so clear. Pronunciation is so right. In Chinese, yi yang dun chuo. You know, this is not a flat tone. Just if you hear and then fall asleep, no. Just like he's saying something. So try to do in this way. Because in your room, you can just read Bible. So some of us, actually, we read Bible. If you read it, others have hard time to understand, to hear it, even to hear it, right? So I don't know, now in the school, does your school teach you how to read speech and to pronounce clear? That makes sure everybody understand what you say. Just like we sing hymn, the same thing, right? If we sing hymns without looking at the hymn book, can we make sure our brother or sister, they can understand what we are singing? Or just, I know the melody, but I don't know what you are talking about. Oh, it's not enough, right? We want to deliver the message. Lyric is important. Okay? So, do it aloud to touch yourself. And make sure if you do it clear, so people can understand. This is a training every day. So later, when we read Bible, people can understand. Why not? You train yourself every day, then you must be going very well. Number four, utilize tools and reference. Nowadays, we have so many tools to use. So, reference, right? You can view a different version of Bible, ISV, NKJV, NIV, ASV, NSAV, so many different, you know, type. And so, if you don't get the point from NKJV, how about you look at to NIV from different translation, and maybe they translate in different way, then you get a point. Okay, reference. We have so many different dictionary, right? Or people may give us a commentary too. But try to read Bible first by ourselves. Don't just go to the books and to see how people interpret the message. You read it first. You try to meditate for your own. So, because other denomination, if the commentary from other denomination, we must be very careful. Sometimes their interpretation, the way a message actually is against what we believe in our base doctrine. Don't be poisoned by their thought. Number five, immerse yourself into that situation. Just like in the book of Exodus. If we just read the word, you treat it as a story, then you do it just, oh, I know it. But how about, say, if you put yourself just like Israelites at that time, you just connect it, if you are one of them, you have been treated in such a way, are you going to complain? Will you behave better than what Israelites had did? Sometimes may not. We may behave even worse. So just like Israelites, they are wandering in the wilderness. Right? In this hardship for 3 days without water, we may say, oh, they have no faith. But how about yourself? If you are one of them, can you endure that hardship? Right? Will you not complain against Moses? You know, put yourself in that shoe to see what you will think. Okay? So this is the way make us become so interested in reading Bible. So we do need to have a spiritual companion together. Sometimes you will become lazy. You have no interest or no energy to continue on. But if your friend remind you, have you ever read the Bible today? Then you get this kind of encouragement to continue. Okay? So, this is the difficulty. In the Bible, the reality is some part or some portion to you may be very boring. Very boring. Because, for example, Numbers chapter 7, I mentioned in this class before. It total have 89 verses. But actually, you're talking about 12 identical of offerings. 12 identical. Every verse, every word is the same. If you read aloud, then your mouth may get tired of. Because all the repeat is the same 12 times. Okay? And then name of all the leaders of the 12 tribes. The difference is names different, right? And everything the same. Okay, total, and give the conclusion, summary, a total of gifts from all these 12 tribes. He's talking about this chapter. If you do it in this chapter, you may consider, how boring the scripture is. Let's turn to this verse, this chapter. But it's just an example. We have to really consider it. Don't just consider, oh, this is boring. No, actually it's not. Moses put scripture in this way, have his meaning, his purpose. That's, if you take it now, chapter 7, 12 tribes. Actually, it indicates all 12 tribes are equal. Because we may consider the tribe of Judah is become a king. They receive more blessing, just like Joseph, right? He has been treated as the firstborn. But all the 12 tribes are equal. This is the first point. Holiness of the altar of burnt offering. Because this chapter talking about the dedication of burnt offering, the altar of burnt offering. So the center message is the altar of burnt offering. They dedicate, consecrate this altar. It's very special. Why? Because this altar was given the highest honor. in the tabernacle, there are so many different utensils, right? So many different items. Is there any second items being treated the way like this altar of burnt offering? No. So why Bible specially mentioned this altar had to be dedicated? Every tribe, they offer the same offering, the identical gifts, and specially recorded 12 times to give the honor, right? So Lord Jesus, God said twice to this altar, this is called most holy, the holy of holies, in Exodus 29 and Exodus 40. It repeated this message. It's the most holy. This talking about the altar. Right? So when Bible, you know, give us this message, this fact, what is the purpose? The purpose is actually it's talking about the tabernacle. So chapter 7, in the beginning, it said this is a tabernacle. Tabernacle is the dwelling place of God. God wants to dwell with the Israelites. He promised he will be with them always. So God set up this tabernacle among the Israel. So tabernacle in the middle, in the center of the tribes. Okay? Within the tabernacle, the altar is the point to approach to God's place. Because the ark is in the Holy of Holies. Anyone want to go to God, to meet God, he has to come out through this altar first, bring gift, sacrifice, offering to priest, right? And from there, priest bring the blood to Holy of Holies, present their request in front of God, in front of mercy seat, and then God talked to the high priest. So this is the point of approach to God's dwelling. And the way to approach God is through the offering of the animal sacrifice on the altar. So you see the meaning. Offer sacrifice. Then you go into. This is the way. And the sacrifice point to Jesus Christ, who offered himself to atone for our sin. So, and then go into the Holy Holy, right? And then the key verse, the final verse, verse 89. Turn to this verse. 89. Okay. After everything finished, right? Done. Alvin. 89. Amen. After they dedicated this altar, then Moses went into the tabernacle. And then Moses heard what God said. God spoke to Moses from the mercy seat. So this you can see, you can connect it together. After the dedication of this altar, Moses went in, and then God spoke to him from the mercy seat, meaning God accepted all the 12 tribes, they offered gifts to God. Then God responded to their offering. God accepted. Then the way of acceptance is God speak to them from the mercy seat. So the meaning is God is with them. God dwell them. God dwell among them. So you see this chapter, it seems very boring, right? But actually there are so many teachings here. Just Just want to give us an example. This is how we abstract the teaching to connect everything together. And we know, actually, this is prefiguration of salvation. This point to Jesus Christ direct us a way how to approach to God. As a sinner, we have to offer sacrifice. We have to give ourselves just like a living sacrifice. Then we will come into the mercy seat and God responds to us by speaking to us. That's how we experience God is with us. This is called Emmanuel. Nowadays. Okay? So, this is from this morning chapter. Alright, so time's up. We finish. Actually, we do have a lot of the just maybe 2 more minutes. Let's go do exercise here. Bible misconceptions. We read Bible have to be detailed enough. Be detailed, okay? So try to understand. Just read word by word to know what's the meaning. And don't be deceived by others. When Jesus was born, he was visited by 3 wise men from the east, true or false. True or false? For what? Why? Huh? The number is not right. Huh? Or from east or from west? Huh? East or west? By 3 doctors, 3 wise men? And what's the fact? What's wrong? Huh? Not sure for sure. Yes. You check by yourself, Matthew chapter 2. Bible doesn't say 3 wise men. Right? Some. Huh? Wise men. But they present 3 gifts. Right? They present 3 gifts, not 3 wise men, okay? The wise men find Christ in a manger and then present to him 3 gifts. True or false? True? The wise men, the 3 wise men, find Jesus in a manger and present him gift. Is it right? Yes? How many is so yes? Raise your hand. Ah, you do exercise. Push it up 20. Okay. 4. Why? Not in the manger, please. They find out in the house. Okay? So these 3 men, they find out Jesus with mother in the house. But the shepherd find baby Jesus in manger. Okay? So this is how sometimes our understanding was wrong, but we don't know it. So read Bible carefully. So as I teach you, please don't give our student wrong message. Okay? Because even I teacher say, yeah, 3 wise men come to visit Jesus. What are you talking about? Okay, Bible doesn't say so. So just don't use just the YouTube or the other story and try to teach our I student. Okay? So this is just test you. It's very important. No? Make sure you read Bible correctly. So Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapter 2, you check it, you will know another. Noah took 120 years to build the ark. True or false?
True.
Ah. True, Jesus. Raise your hand if true. Only one. Two? True? Push up 50. Four. Where did Bible say ark was built in 120 years? Where? No. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, it's 120 years. It's talking about sin. Because of sin, God has reduced the lifespan of human to 120 years. Right? It doesn't mention, Noah spent 120 years to build ark. No. Okay? So, this is just some example for you. Okay, so then we don't have to go to the methods, because you can find out yourself. Basically, you just follow the church schedule, then you can easily to read Bible once in 3 years. Slowly, but very solid to get the message. Okay, let's pray in silence.